Okay, we're doing Havdalah now. Resh Sadi Dalet. Okay, Shir sponsored for Refuah Shleima Ben Sion Reuven Min Shendel and Orit Bat Rachel Esther. Okay, Resh Sadi Dalet Aleph. Omrim Havdalah Bechonein Hadak. So the time to say Havdalah, the first time is in the middle of Shemona Esrei during Chonein Hadas. V'im Ta'av V'lo Hivdil Mashlim Tfilato V'eino Chozer. Now, if you made a mistake, you skipped it, right? You didn't say Havdalah in Chonei Nadat. So then, once you finish the bracha, you just continue the whole Shemona Esrei Karagil. You leave it out. Because since you're going to have to make Havdalah anyway on a cup of wine, so then there's no, you'll just save it for then. No need to go back. V'im, however, there's a knas by Chazal. V'im ta'am. Kodem shehivdil alakos, but if a person ate food, because normally one's not allowed to eat until after they say Havdalah with a kos of wine. So then, if a person ate before he said Havdalah, that's what we always call Havdalah, with a kos of wine, so then, tsarich lachzor ulahavdil batfila. So then there's a knas that he has to repeat Shemona Esrei. So if a person made two mistakes, he skipped Tachon Antanu in Tachonin, he skipped that Havdalah, and then he ate before he said Havdalah on a cup of wine, so then he has to repeat Shemona Esrei for missing it. I'll just point out, there's one opinion, Rav Avad Yosef says, that when a person davens like this, if a person has to repeat Shemona Esrei, since it happens to be a Machloket Rishonim, the chatchila, one should just daven al tenai nadava. That maybe it's a nadava if it's not necessary. Okay, it's a chumrah. But to call it a tenai of a nadava, but to mikar din, one is supposed to repeat Shemona Esrei. Okay. Why dafka do we say it in a tachonein? Because that's the first bracha of Shemona Esrei. So number one, you need wisdom. Couple of reasons given. One is you need wisdom to make a differentiation between Kodesh and Chol. And also because one's not supposed to be asking for, seriously requesting for things on Shabbos. It's supposed to be a time where you relax and hopefully everything is, or at least imagine everything is perfect as much as possible. So then, now we're starting to ask for things. So you want to do that, right, all the brachos of Shemona Esrei are asking for things, so you want to first get Havdalah out of the way. So that's also why you want to say it in the first possible bracha. Okay, bet. Ta'av v'lo yivdil. Person made a mistake, and he didn't say Havdalah bitfila. Ve'ein lo kos balayla. And you're not going to get a cup of wine that night. Right? You don't have someone to borrow, to ask. V'sover sha'af lo machar lo ye lo. And he's not expecting even to get Kiddush, Havdalah, or wine for Havdalah, even tomorrow. Because Saturday night, you can just fast. It's not an Indian of... It's different than Kiddush. Kiddush, we don't want you to fast if you don't have, because there it's going to ruin your Onik Shabbos. Saturday night, worst case scenario, so you don't eat. Okay? So it's better to wait till tomorrow morning, but if you don't expect to get Kiddush tomorrow, we don't want you to fast too much. So then... In order to be able to, so then if a person misses, so then you're allowed, to, so then if you're not going to get Havdalah, you're not going to get wine Saturday night or Sunday, so then go ahead and eat. But since you're going to be eating and you missed, the scenario is you missed Havdalah, Tachon Antanu, in the middle of Shemona Esrei, so then you should repeat Shemona Esrei because we do want you to do a say Havdalah before you eat, either, and to say Havdalah altogether. You don't want Sunday to go by and you didn't even say Havdalah. Okay, so then you repeat Shemona Esrei, so you can do Havdalah in Shemona Esrei if you don't have wine, Sheikhar, Chamar, Medina, etc. Gimel. Tisha B'Av. What happens when Tisha B'Av, Shechal Yot Be'echad B'Shabbos? Happens Saturday night, Sunday. It's actually quite common in general. What do you do with Tisha B'Av Saturday night, Sunday? Do you do Havdalah? So you're supposed to do Havdalah in Shemona Esrei only. Right? But then, and then you're going to do Havdalah on the coast Sunday night after Tisha B'Av, because we're fasting. Unless, obviously, anyways, we'll get the halakas over there, but obviously if a person is eating on Tisha B'Av for whatever reason, so then they do Havdalah. So, ta'av v'lo yivdil b'tfila. So a person, regular person who's fasting, What happens if he doesn't say Havdalah in Shemona Esrei? So Ein Tzarich Lachzor Ulehit Palal. He doesn't have to go back and say Havdalah in Shemona Esrei because Kevan Shemavdu Alakos Umutzei Tisha B'Av. Because he's planning to say Kiddush with a cup of wine. Now it's true he's not saying Kiddush on a cup of wine Saturday night because he can't, but he's going to say it Sunday night. So that's the same thing. We don't make him repeat Shemona Esrei. Okay. That's all good. Just quick thing as far as working. So one is not supposed to work either to do any kind of malacha until he says Havdalah or at least Baruch HaMavdil Bin Kodesh Lecho. So there's a question if a person forgets to say Havdalah and Shemona Esrei and also does work before he does Havdalah. So then there's an opinion. Mishnah Bir Alacha says not to repeat Shemona Esrei in such a case. Even if he worked, if he did a malacha before saying Baruch HaMavdil or any form of Havdalah, you still don't repeat Shemona Esrei if you forgot Havdalah and Shemona Esrei. I'll just quote the Oral Etzion agrees with that, and Rav Avadia says you should repeat it with a Tfilas Nedava. Better to repeat with a Tfilas Nedava. Okay. Dalit. B'makom she'amru she'eno chozer lihitpala. In a place when they said you don't have to repeat, this is a general rule, whenever you don't have to repeat, such as usually if you forget a tachon and tanu, right, because you're going to say Havdalah on the cup, so miyad keshesiyam habracha ein lo lachzor. As soon as you finish the bracha, this applies for any case where you don't have to be chozer for. Let's say anenu, whatever you don't have to be chozer for. So then, or normally it's al hanisim. So in a case where you don't have to be chozer for, im ratza lahachmir al atzmo lachzor. Now, what if you want? No, sorry, I think I skipped. Miyad keshesiyam habracha ein lo lachzor. Once you finish saying, even baruch ata Hashem, you don't say lamdeni chukecha. So you don't. When you finish the bracha, you don't go back. And even if you say baruch ata Hashem, you don't say. You only say lamdeni chukecha as if we're going to make you go back. So then it's worth the hefsek of the pasuk baruch ata Adonai lamdeni chukecha. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. So it's worth going back to say that pasuk because you're going to have to repeat the whole Shemona Esrei and all these extra brachos of Avatalah. So. But otherwise, for a normal case of Eino Chozer, you don't go back once you say the words Baruch Atah Hashem, even. Eino Lachzor, Af Al Pi Shelo Patach LaBracha Shelachareya. Even if you didn't start the next bracha, you don't go back and repeat the previous bracha. Okay. Hey. Now, even though you don't go back, B'makom Shamru She'eino Chozer, Im ratza la'achmer al atzmo lachzor. But let's say you wanted to be machmer. It bothered you that you skipped atachon and tanu and your havdalah and shemona esrei and atachonin. You really want to say it. So what do you do? Im siyem tefilato. You can't go back. Oh, let's keep. I'll just translate first. So if you finished your entire shemona esrei, motzei Shabbos, and you realize you skipped atachon and tanu, rasha, you're allowed to repeat the whole shemona esrei. You just do it as a tefillah and a dava. Because you're allowed to daven 100 times a day if you want, as a tefillah and a dava. And we learned, anytime you do a tefillah and a dava, you're supposed to be machadish, something new. Daven for a friend, daven for this. Exactly. So they say, for a tachon and tanu, that's a chiddush, obviously. Anytime is a safek, you don't remember if you davened, or you don't know if you said it, and you want to be machmer, so the Rosh also says that's also called good enough. Ein lecha chidush yoter mizeh, right? Because you're adding something to save you from a suffix. Anyway, so there just has to be a purpose for it. Okay. Aval, im adayin lo siyem tefilato, but if you didn't finish Shemona Esrei, ein rishay lachzor, you don't go back. Because if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're in the middle of, I don't know, Baruch Aleinu, and then you want to go back to Tachan and Tanu, you're going to be repeating extra brachos that are completely unnecessary. That's why you don't go back once you're in the middle. But go ahead and finish till the end of the Sim Shalom. You finish at the end, and then you could go back if you want to as a tefillah nedava all the way to the beginning. Because then you're going to be repeating the whole unit of 19 brachot, and that's a whole new tefillah, and that's allowed. Right? They always the poskim say though. In general, we often don't recommend tefillah nedava unless you know you're careful to pay attention to davening. Don't make the same mistake and. especially the first bracha, but in general, okay, if your mind's constantly wandering, then there's no, it's not usually a benefit. Okay, Reish Tzadi Hei, Havdalah Shel Seh Shaliach Tzibor. Okay, the Shaliach Tzibor, who says Havdalah in Shul, right? How many shuls they have this? After Davening, after Marav, and Motzei Shabbos, somebody gets up and says Havdalah. So first, Haggad starts out, okay? Ha'alef, oh, sorry. Ve'omrim v'hi Noam. So you start off by saying after Davening, after Marav, right? The end of Marav, v'hi Noam, we're all familiar. Psukim, and Kedusha, and we say Kedusha, right? The majority of Evalet Zion, without those first lines. Ba'arichut, right? Kedei le'acher seder Kedusha. In order so that we lengthen the night, Sha'az chozrim reshaim le'gehinam. So the reshaim go back to Gehenim slower. Alright, ease them into it. V'izman she'en omrim v'hi Noam. Now, when you don't say v'hi Noam, kagon shechal yom tov b'shavua, when do you not say v'hi Noam in the middle, whenever in the middle of the week comes out a yom tov. Now, dafka yom tov, not Purim or something like that, has to be not Erev Pesach, but has to be yom tov. Falls out anywhere in the week, even if it's Friday or Thursday night. So then, the minhag by Ashkenazim is not to say v'hi Noam, Sfarim still do. Ein omrim seder kedusha, and then if you're not going to say v'hi Noam, you don't say seder kedusha. Va omrim v'itein lecha, but for those who say v'itein lecha, we still say v'itein lecha. Just quick thought that okay. So why don't we start off with, from Uval et Zion from the very beginning, because that's talking about Geula, and the Ikar Geula is not at nighttime. So that's okay, that's one reason. What's the connection of working during the week or having a Yom Tov when you don't work during the week? The connection is because it says, "V'masei yadeinu kunena aleinu," it's referring to our handiwork or malacha that we do. So since there's no malacha on Yom Tov, therefore, there's a little bit less work, and there's a custom not to say v'hi Noam. That's the reason given by the Mishnah Berurah. What's special about v'hi Noam and Kedusha v'hi Noam, we know, is also brachot, psukim of bracha. So what we want is the bracha of Shabbos, or the Kedusha of Shabbos. Many speak about it in a little bit different terminology, Tosef Shabbos or bracha, or Kedusha. And we want to help carry that into our week. We should have a week of bracha, a week of kedusha, and we know that that's how the Hasharat Hashchina, when Moshe Rabbeinu said it after by the Mishkan, he said those psukim to help bring Hasharat Hashchina into the Mishkan, and for us we're using it into the week. Okay, Aleph, and Ritan Lachar psukim of bracha. Aleph, Mavdil Shaliach Tzibor Kedei Lahotzi Mi She'eino Yain. So the Shaliach Tzibor says the minhag is to say Havdalah Motzei Shabbos in Shul because not everybody has wine in their home or has whatever the other apparatus to say. So therefore, it's said in Shul for all those who don't have. Okay, the post can point out though if you have anybody at home to say Havdalah for, you shouldn't have a mind to be Yotzei in Shul. You should just have a mind to be Yotzei at home. Better to do it yourself. Some say. Especially if you're going to be motzi other people. Okay, but as far as I know, there's no reason if no one's at home and no one needs you to say Avdel. I don't know of any reason for you not to be yotzei in shul. Perhaps it might even be better of berovam. Okay. Haga v'nagu lomar lahaskir Eliyahu hanavi b'motzei Shabbat litpalel shiavo v'yachesrenu hageula. So particularly Saturday night in the Sugal Tadavan for Eliyahu Anavi. Why Saturday night? So the Gemara says in Erevin that Eliyahu is not going to come on Erev Shabbos. Why not Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov? Because everyone's busy preparing, and he's going to ruin our preparations and get us all flustered. We won't be ready for Shabbos. We might not honor him properly. It's not a good time. You don't bother people when they're stressed. Then, what about Shabbos? So, it could be that on Shabbos you could come, but it's a machloket in the Gemara about Tchumim. Eliyahu has to keep the halachas. He can't go outside the tchum. And even though he flies, I don't know if it's on a carpet or not, but even though he flies above 10 tefachim, there's an opinion that says there is an isser of tchumin. You can't travel more than 2,000 amos. It doesn't matter if you're below 10 tefachim or above 10 tefachim. So even though we hold below 10 tefachim, either to be choshesh for him, or maybe because of achdus. We want to make sure everyone's included, so therefore we don't ask him to come on Shabbos, and we ask him to come as soon as possible, which would be Motzei Shabbos. All right. Reish Tzadi Vav. Dine Havdalah al Yain. So now we do Havdalah on wine. Aleph. Seder Havdalah. What's the Seder? Yain, Besamim, Ner, Havdalah. Okay. Wine, spices, candle, or Eish, and Havdalah. That's the actual bracha of Madu bin Kodesh Lecho. The Simanach, you take those Rosh Hativos, and you end up with Yavna. V'tzarich Lizar Shalo Yehe Akos Pagum. So the first halacha he writes afterwards is you're not to make sure your cup that you're doing it, again this is a din lachatchila, but make sure your cup is not pagum. What does pagum mean? It means, again, we learned about it, it means basically someone already drank from that cup of wine that you're going to use. Right? Someone drank straight from the bottle, straight from your cup of wine that you're about to use, that has a din of pagum. So one way to just fix it is take a clean cup of wine, a fresh cup of wine, from a bottle, and just add even a few drops of wine or even a few drops of water. You don't want to add a lot of water because then it won't be hagefen anymore. But those are two ways to simply fix that problem. Okay, hagar. V'nagu lomar kodem avdala shosim v'bayit hinei yeshuati kos yeshuot esa ayudim or haitav esorav siman tov. Right, Ralph, from everyone knows we start out by saying psukim. Okay. Svardim have their own psukim of Rishon Netzion v'chule. Ubishat Havdalah yitnu eneim bakos uvaner. And when you say Havdalah, you should ideally be looking at your cup of wine so that you don't lose concentration on what's going on and start thinking about something else. And your mind is one place, and your words are somewhere else. Or even worse, if you're a listener and you're not even paying attention, it's even worse. So v'noagin lishpach mikos shel yain. Al ha'aretz kodim she'esayem borei pri ha'gefen. So an interesting custom the Rama points out. I don't know if anyone has ever seen this. He says, in the middle of the bracha of borei pri ha'gefen, while you're holding your cup of wine, and you're saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, you say the bracha, but before you finish borei pri ha'gefen, you take your cup and you just spill it on the floor a little bit. Some of it, obviously you want to make sure you still have basically a full cup and a revit, of course. But basically there is such a custom, you pour it onto the floor. Where is this coming from? So there's a Gemara that says, it's based on a Gemara, and basically there was somebody spilled wine over there. So the Gemara says, Kol bayit shelo nishpach bo yain kamayim, any house that doesn't have a wine spilled on the floor as if it's water, ein bo siman bracha, there's no siman bracha. So in order to have osin, here, let me just read it inside, kedei shelo yeh kos pagum, so anyways, not to have, the reason why, he says, you pour it out in the middle of the bracha, and not in the beginning of the bracha, is because you're going to end up making your cup. Now here, pagum doesn't mean what we call by pagum. It means missing a little bit. So you don't want to have a non-full cup when you start saying the bracha. That's not good. So, but you don't want to finish. You don't want to say it after you say Ber Pri HaGefen, because then it's either a hefsek or it's a bizui. It's a bizayon. You already said Kiddush. You already said Havdalah. On this cup of wine, you said the full bracha. You said Havdalah. Now you're ready to drink it. And now you pour. It's too much of a bizayon. That was the reason of the Mishnah Berurah. So anyways, that's why you do a dafka in the middle. V'tam ha-shficha, what's the reason? So I already started saying this. V'amin ha-kol bayit shelo nishpach v'yayin kamayim, ein bo siman bracha. V'yosin kein le-siman tov b'tchilat ha-shavua. And we're doing this because it's a siman bracha for the whole week, that we should have a week of parnasa, a week of shafa. Okay? But it's just interesting. There's another take on the Gemara. You can read it yourself. But basically, it's somebody spilled wine, and somebody basically told him, listen, any house that doesn't have wine spilled on it, like water, doesn't have a siman bracha. Basically, it's meant to make the person feel better, that a person shouldn't get angry. If somebody is clumsy or someone spills some wine, don't get upset if someone spills some wine. You tell the guy it's a siman bracha. But the Gemara is certainly a peep shot, not telling us to go around and take wine and spill it on the floor. But anyways, just to do a drop, and the Mishneh Berurah says also, you shouldn't just use a little bit. You don't want to be bal tashchis and waste wine. So just as a little bit, a couple drops of wine to spill out, that's not really such a problem. And obviously there's a minhag l'siman tov. Mishneh Berurah points out that nowadays most poskim write, most of the achronim write, it's better just, instead of doing this in the middle of the bracha, when you have your cup of wine on the table, it could be on over the floor, it doesn't matter, but when you pour your wine into the cup, just let it overflow a drop. And that mekayims this siman bracha. Alright, so anyway, so some achronim are for, and some achronim are, it's really not the pshat of the Gemara, and there's no need for it, but anyways, there is it's a popular custom to have it overflow dafka. Because normally for a kosher bracha, there's not this inyan to have it overflow, it's the inyan for it to be full. And, lav dafka overflowing. That's, dafka by Havdalah, there's such a custom. Okay. Here, also, just to point out, the custom is it's better to be sitting when you drink. Many Ashkenazim stand when they say Havdalah, usually it's Sfardim sit down. But when you actually drink, it's more kavod, or I don't know if it's mishan for the sake of drinking or kvius, but it's Mishneh Berurah says better to sit when you're actually drinking. Again, not ma'akev, just lechatchila. He points out that women should not drink from the wine. That's a famous custom that women should not drink from the kosher bracha. And the Magen Avraham and others point they shouldn't even drink. Even other people, kids, should not drink from the actual cup of wine or grape juice. Like Hatchila, if they want to drink, just finish it and then pour more for them. So why? So one reason for not sharing in general, the Mishneh Berurah gives, is because you want to make sure, often our cups barely have a ravit. If you start sharing it, then you're going to end up having less than a ravit. And it's better to make sure you have a full ravit and you have no suffix, you say a bracha achrona, and it's better. Okay, so that's as far as sharing and passing around. In particular, for women, they say there's an inyan for women not to, because one of the perushim on eitz hadas is that it comes from geffen, from wine. So that's the problem. And women were instrumental in at least initially with the eitz hadas, eating from it, and so therefore they have a less of a share in this wine. Also, some say if you share wine. This is Yayin of Havdalah. So if you share wine, it creates a certain Havdalah or Sina between the people drinking it. This is mentioned from the Mordechai in Chernobyl, on a Talmidim of Baal Shem Tov. So there's an inyan not to share dafka, the actual cup. Again, you can finish the cup and then add more, but not the kosher Havdalah. Okay, that's the minhag. Ramah continues, Gam Shofchim Min HaKos Achar Havdalah Mechamin Bo HaNer, such a custom that after you finish drinking, you pour a little bit out, and you use that to extinguish the candle. V'ro Chatzim Bo Einav Mishum Chibur HaMitzvah. And people also, use it to wash their eyes, or they put it on their eyes, or above their eyelids. Again, also to show the love of the mitzvah. Some also, it's an Indian of money, wisdom, they put some in their pockets. Okay. Bet. Ve'ein mavdil in alapat. Now, one does not say Havdalah on bread. That's not an option. With Kiddush we have that, not by Havdalah. Aval al ha-sheikhar mavdilinu chamar medina vu'adin shar mashkin, which are chamar medina chutz min ha-mayim. So basically he says, if you don't have wine, and you can't use bread, so what comes up next? You should do a Havdalah on any sheikhar, anything that's considered chamar medina. Anything that's considered chamar medina, except for water. Even if something is water, or extremely water-based, and it has the same din as water, even if that's what people use as chamar medina, that's not chashuv enough, that's not included in Chamar Medina for the sake of using it for Havdalah or Kiddush. Haga, v'tov yoter Havdalah kos pagum shayayin me'al sheikhar. Now, usually we're not stuck with this choice, but if you have this option, this choice to make, you have yayin, or grape juice that is pagum, versus sheikhar beer that's not pagum. So which is better? So it's better to use, the Rama says, better to use wine. Because the ikar is to use wine. Okay, it's not pagum, it's not ideal, but it's still wine and it's still kosher. So that's better than doing sheikhar, which is not pagum. It means it was already drinking from. Somebody drank from this cup, or this straight from the bottle that you're using. And all you have is something that somebody put their lips to, basically, and already used it. The Kaf HaChaim agrees with the Rama that Api Chazal, Yain B'davka, or Api Sod, is better to use for Havdalah, it's Kavod, or to be Mamshich, the Kedushah, into the week. So that's our Bracha. So, however, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah, points out that they actually prefer to use Sheikhar, which is not Pagum, versus Yain. So, two acceptable opinions. V'nagu lahavdil Motzei Pesach al Sheikhar velo al Yain mishum de chaviv alav. And dafka on Motzei Pesach, again, if you own it, you can go buy it after Motzei Pesach. There's an inyan b'dafka that night. From one time a whole year, but dafka it's better to use beer because we were missing beer for the whole week, and it's very hard for us to have a week without beer. So it shows chibur of mitzvah to use it on sheikhar. Okay, let's finish. Ubi yom tov shechal yod b'matzei shabbat sheish ba kiddush shehu ne'amar al hapat. So what happens when yom tov falls out on Motzei Shabbos? You have to say Havdalah. And you're also going to be saying Kiddush for Yom Tov. And you don't have any wine. So what do you do? Do you do Kiddush on bread? Or do you do Kiddush on beer? Which is better? Okay? So, it says like this. Yom Tov shechal yod b'matzei shabbat, sheyesh bo kiddush shehu ne'amar al hapat, yesh omrim she'agav ha'kiddush mavdilin gam kein alav. You can use bread for this Kiddush, because, alright, we said this would be lechatchila for Kiddush, but generally for Havdalah, you can't use bread. But since you're using bread for the Kiddush, and Havdalah is just agav, it gets dragged along with it, therefore it works. V'yesh omrim, so in this scenario, the other opinion says, yoter tov lomar kiddush v'havdalah shneim al ha-sheikhar. That it's better to do it on beer, because Havdalah is never supposed to be done on bread. So you have a quandary which way to go. Hagar says Vasvara Rishona Ikar. The Hagar says the first opinion is the Ikar Lahalacha. Kaf HaChaim says for Svarim would be the second one, because the general rule, unless the Ramah tells you otherwise, for Ashkenazim, the general rule is whenever the Shulchan Aruch says Yeshomrim v'Yeshomrim, Halacha follows the second one. Stam v'Yeshomrim Halacha k'stam, Yeshomrim v'Yeshomrim, you go by the Yeshomrim Batra. Okay.
So the case was that there was bread and shara.
Yeah, we're done. So we'll turn it off and I'll answer.